Monday before Easter, the Christ within, the resurrection and the life. Chapter 69 of the Gospel of the Holy Twelve. As Jesus sat by the west of the temple with his disciples, behold, some passed carrying a dead person to burial, and a certain one said to him, "Master, if a man dies, shall he live again?" He answered and said, "I am the resurrection and the life. I am the good, the beautiful, the true. If a man believes in me, he shall not die, but live eternally. As in Adam all die, so in the Christ shall all be made alive. Blessed are the dead who die in me and are made perfect in my image and likeness, for they rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. They have overcome evil and are made pillars in the temple of my God, and they go out no more, for they rest in the eternal. For them who have done evil, there is no rest, but they go out and in, and suffer correction for ages until they are made perfect. But for them who have done good and attained unto perfection, there is endless rest, and they go into life everlasting. They rest in the eternal. Over them the repeated death and birth have no power. For them the wheel of the eternal revolves no more. For they have attained unto the center where is eternal rest, and the center of all things is God." One of the disciples asked him, "How shall a man enter into the kingdom?" He answered and said, "If you do not make the below as the above, and the left as the right, and the behind as before, entering into the center and passing into the spirit, then you shall not enter into the kingdom of God." He also said, "Do not believe that any man is holy without error, for even among the prophets and those who have been initiated into the Christhood, the word of error has been found. But there are a multitude of errors which are covered by love." Now when evening had come, he went out to Bethany with the 12. For there lived Lazarus and Mary and Martha, whom he loved. Salome came unto him and asked him, saying, "Lord, how long shall death hold sway?" And he answered, "So long as you men inflict burdens, and you women bring forth. And for this purpose have I come, to end the works of those who do not take heed." Salome said unto him, "Then I have done well in not bringing forth." And the Lord answered and said, "Eat of every pasture which is good, but of that which has the bitterness of death, eat not." When Salome asked when those things of which she inquired should be known, the Lord said, "When you shall tread upon the vesture of shame and rise above desire, when the two shall be one, and the male with the female shall be neither male nor female." To another disciple who asked, "When shall all obey the law?" Jesus said, "When the Spirit of God shall fill the whole earth and every heart of man and of woman, I cast the law into the earth, and it took root and bore in due time 12 fruits for the nourishment of all. I cast the law into the water, and it was cleansed from all defilements of evil. I cast the law into the air, and it was made alive by the Spirit of the Living One, who fills all things and dwells in every heart. I cast the law into the fire, and the gold was purged from all dross." He spoke many similar sayings to those who had ears to hear and understanding minds, but to the multitude they were dark sayings.